Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the program. I am, of course, your fearless host, Rob Zakari. And we got a lot of things to get to today because I'm amazed. Well, I shouldn't say that. Oh, God. I shouldn't say that I'm amazed. I guess it's normal. It's normal for mainstream media, state-run media. We call it state-run media, okay, to ignore. I'm literally ignore anything that involves Hillary Clinton and the horrible, dishonest, and I would say criminal things that she does, her associates do, her husband does. I mean, it's amazing. It really is. It's amazing. So I get up this morning, and the first thing I do is grab my phone, my smartphone, my iPhone. And I say that begrudgingly. Remember, we had this conversation yesterday. I hate Apple. I hate Tim Cook. I hate everything about them. I hate them. I despise them. But by not unlocking terrorist phones, it enables terrorism. Seriously, it enables terrorism. But the damn product is so good that the hatred I have for them gets outweighed by the quality of the phone and the computers that run this show and so forth and so on. But anyways, I digress. So I pick up my phone and I go to my Twitter feed. That's the first thing I do. Every morning, I lay in bed looking at the sky, looking at the world above me, which happens to be a ceiling. And I think, another day, another day. But then after that goes through my head, I go to my feed on Twitter. And I follow a bunch of different news agencies and so forth and so on, and individuals that pull news from different places. So the first thing that I see is State Department watchdog says Clinton violated email rules. That's one headline. Another headline is Inspector General report releases bombshell. And I'm like, whoa. Whoa. And I'm just going through my feed and I'm seeing all of this stuff. So I said, okay, let me click on and see exactly what the hell this is about. So I start reading the story from Politico. Well, I think the first one was Breitbart and then Politico, and they were both very detailed, very detailed. I'm thinking to myself, it's staggering, and we're going to get to this, but I want to give you this setup, and I'm like, this is staggering. I mean, this is a bombshell. This is huge. This is huge. When the Inspector General is saying Hillary Clinton did wrong, when the Inspector General is pulling statements, when they're pulling statements from people within Clinton's inner circle, talking to each other, saying not to tell anybody about the server and about the, I mean, it's really a damning report. It's just damning in all sorts of ways. And I'm thinking, top story. This is going to be wall-to-wall coverage. This is going to be wall-to-wall coverage. So I get in the shower. I get ready for the show. I do the whole thing. Get to the studio. Go into the green room. Get on the televisions. And I'm seeing Cosby. I swear, I'm seeing Cosby. I'm seeing that Meghan McCain talking about being off the Trump train because at a rally last night in New Mexico, he was talking bad about New Mexico's Governor Susan Martinez, which it's funny, Trump wasn't talking bad. He was telling the truth. He was citing statistics. He was citing statistics from New Mexico and how bad their economy is. He was citing statistics about the Syrian refugees that are going to be placed in New Mexico. And he said the governor needed to do a better job. So this is what I'm seeing. This is what I'm seeing on television. This is what I'm seeing on the news programs. This is what I'm seeing. And I'm like, what? There's a bombshell. There's literally a bombshell that was just released. And I'm not hearing anybody talking about it. I'm not seeing anyone lead with this. They're talking about the animals in New Mexico last night throwing rocks and bottles and tipping cars over. That's what they're talking about. These protesters. And I don't know when I don't know when we got to the point where we call somebody that is lighting things on fire and throwing bottles at police officers, breaking windows of businesses, protests. It's amazing to me, but they are now protesters. And if you call them thugs or criminals, you get someone like Wolf Blitzer to say, "Well, why would you know that incites the people? That is, do you think that's right to call the people? They're breaking windows. What are they? They're not criminals. They're not criminals. I could just go to the street. I go out in the city here and throw rocks at cars. I get the rocks at police." And when they go to arrest me or try to stop me, I say, hey, I'm protesting. I'm protesting. I'm a protester. Leave me alone. What, are you kidding me? So this is what I'm seeing this morning. This is what I'm seeing. Not about Hillary Clinton's emails. And not just rumors and innuendos, but the State Department. The State Department releasing a report saying Hillary Clinton violated the rules. She did wrong. She broke the rules. This person who's supposed to have the judgment and the wisdom, and she's the person that you want to entrust the nation and the nuclear codes, and I mean the list goes on and on and on. Something as simple, something as as simple as realizing that a private server and a private email and having your correspondence with people not going to the Justice Department, instead going to a private box where then you decide what goes for public record and what gets deleted. Smartphones, iPad. I mean, the judgment to say, oh, I guess I messed up. I made a little faux pas. Having people cover for you, having people lie. I mean, and you talk about judgment? Talk about trust? I mean, this is huge. And no one is leading with it. No one is talking about it. I saw that, what is it, Ashley Bainsfield? What was it, the Ashley Bainsfield? She was doing a report on Trump's charity giving throughout the years. That's what they were concerned with. That's what CNN was concerned with. Going back to 1999. Going back to 1999 saying, well, on his website, he said he gave $1 million for this organization. But in fact, in 1999, the organization that he was talking about only received $375,000. And later in the years, an organization affiliated with that organization received another $600,000. So in turn, if you add those two organizations together, you get $1 million. That is true. But him saying the $1 million went to that organization in 99 is not accurate. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're breaking down money given, charity giving. Something that someone doesn't even have to do. That's like somebody giving you a present. Say, hey, I got something for you. Really? Wow. Yeah, here you go. You open it up and it's a shirt. And you're like, wow, you know what? It's an ugly shirt. God, it's an ugly, horrible shirt. Might be the worst shirt I've ever had. But I just gave it to you. Well, I know you gave it to me. I know you paid money for it. And it's a nice gesture, but it's ugly. It's horrible. I mean, that's what it's like. He didn't have to give money. He didn't have to give money at all. And it's wild to watch people dissect the giving. It really is. It's wild to watch people go, well, he said he gave $1 million. And he did give $1 million, but it took 8 years to give $1 million. He didn't give $1 million in that first year to the one organization. He gave half that. And so that's what they were talking about. Not the Clinton emails. Not the fact that the State Department said she broke the law. She broke the law. She broke State Department rules. She broke the law within the State Department. The people, her closest aides, Huma Abedin. Individuals like her refused to be interviewed by the State Department. They refused to cooperate with the investigation. I mean, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? If you have nothing to hide or you did nothing wrong, wouldn't your aides, wouldn't your confidants be the first people to sit down and go, listen, we didn't do anything wrong. We followed the rules. We followed the law. We did everything we were supposed to do. So F you. You wouldn't hide. The guy that put the server in took the fifth. So none of this was the lead. Matter of fact, Wolf Blitzer. Yes, Wolf Blitzer. Because we know MSNBC isn't going to talk about it. We know that. They're going to downplay it. They're going to spin it. They're going to... Listen, when I'm going through my phone and I'm reading the story on Politico, I'm reading the story on Breitbart. It's very detailed. It's pulling quotes from the report. I mean, we're going to get to it in a few. We're going to get to it. Relax. We're going to get to it. But when you click over to CNN, you click over to MSNBC, you click over to NBC, you click over to ABC, the story is maybe 100 words. Maybe 100. I mean, it's so, well, this is what happened. This is that what happened. Blah, 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 end of story. Okay. That's it. She did what her predecessors did. All right, next. And that's not what it said. It's not what it said. They could use some wordage that the Inspector General wrote in the report to give themselves cover, but to ignore everything else in the report is just wrong. It really is. It really is. So all the websites, whether it's the Huffington Post or BuzzFeed, you know, the internet rags, or the ABCs and the CNNs or the Associated Press, but Wolf Blitzer, he opens the program, and I'm thinking again, this is going to be the lead. This is going to be the Wolf Blitzer lead. This is going to be, it's 6 o'clock in Jerusalem. It's 2 o'clock in Istanbul. It's 5 o'clock from Rwanda. And I am Wolf. No. After he gets done with his little trademark spiel about time zones, he goes, we are preparing for a Trump rally in Anaheim. And coming on the heels of what happened last night, where violence erupted in New Mexico, and protesters were throwing bottles, throwing rocks, they prepare in Anaheim for possibly the same thing that happened last night. We are joined by Trump advisor, and then they brought on this guy where Wolf, interrogated him about Trump inciting people to throw bottles. Trump going after Susan Martinez, saying she's a bad governor. So this was the opening of the Wolf Blitzer broadcast. This is the opening. And it went on and on and on and on and on and on. They finally went to a commercial break. And when they got out of the commercial break is when they discussed Hillary Clinton's emails and what the Inspector General released in this report. They did it with David Gregory and Dana Bash, a little panel where they discussed the findings and what it all means. At exactly 10:20 a.m. 10:20 a.m. That wasn't the lead. That wasn't the lead. And it wasn't a separate segment because they started with that. It lasted for about 2 minutes. They then went to a segment about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And if she's going to be ousted to appease the Bernie Sanders supporters. And then from there, back to Trump going after Susan Martinez, the governor of New Mexico, and the fact that she's doing a horrible job with that state. So a half hour, because we are at 10:30 now. It is 10:30. And they spent 2 minutes. 2 minutes on Hillary Clinton, her emails, and what the Inspector General said in a statement that came out today. Amazing. Really amazing. Absolutely amazing. Oh, God. Like I said yesterday, there's two Americas. There's an America that we live in, okay? And then there's an America that the media and all the people that are involved with the media, the Wolf Blitzers, the David Gregorys, the Chris Matthews, the list, the Stephanopoulos's, the list goes on. The different executives at NBC, GE, they're America. The America that they envision, the America that they want created, the America that they put out on television, that they put out in print, that they put out on the internet, that America, one that they want. And then there's the one that we want. There's the one that we know. And it's amazing. It really is. It's amazing. And it's never going to get better, ladies and gentlemen. It's never going to get better. These people think that after this election, and they get Hillary to win, they do everything they can to bury her past and Bill Clinton's past and everything they do now with the global initiative and the money that they rob and the horrible, horrible things that they do. They figure after they bury that and they just bamboozle enough people to put Hillary Clinton over the top and get her in the White House, the Trump era is done. Everything will go back to normal. And I'm telling you, it's not. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. This is the systematic takedown of the elites. This is the takedown of the media. This is the takedown. This is our time. And it's going to continue long after November's election. What we're seeing today with these media elites, how they've been flushed out, where they are now wearing their true colors on their sleeves, instead of a red armband, they're blue armbands. Instead of a swastika, it's a D for Democrat. And they've been flushed out. They've been flushed out. We flushed them out. Trump flushed them out. They've been flushed out. It used to be hidden. It used to be hidden. No one talked about how the media was controlled by liberals. Your television, your entertainment shows are controlled by liberals. The executives are liberals. Everybody was everybody. That was always just downplayed. It was always just kind of laughed. Oh no, it's not. That's just a stereotype. Just a stereotype. But now that the liberals are losing, they're losing that grip. They're not able to do things that are coy. They're not able to do things that are sneaky. They just got to come out and reveal that armband and go, yep, we are lockstep. We are goose-stepping. Yes, we are. We are controlling the message, and the message is a liberal agenda. We can't hide it anymore. We can't be coy about it anymore. Because we can't lose power.